This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Is it a case here, Derek, of all hail Tim Sherwood? He's done the business, hasn't he? Back-to-back wins against West Brom, which immediately earns him that endearment from the crowd, and then gets them to score four goals in one half of football away at Sunderland.
And they'd only scored four away in the whole of the season up to then. And quite incredible. You would say, don't get too carried away by Villa, because they were only playing Sunderland last week, but they did beat West Brom twice, and, you know, I can't explain that. All you can say is that, how bad is Paul Lambert? You had an England centre-forward there in Agbonlahor and a man who carries the Belgian attack, and you couldn't get a goal out of either of them. And then, you know, if I was manager there, you'd see that the Villa's strength was going forward, and yet they never went forward under Lambert. So, you know, I'm not sure Tim Sherwood's a miracle worker. He likes to pretend he is. And all that is leading me up to saying that Swansea over 2-1 are a decent bet here, because I'm always prepared to oppose Villa at home. Their best bet is to attack on the break. It's to strike on the break, and that you don't do that when you're playing against teams like Swansea at Villa Park. And Swansea, I was really impressed with them against Liverpool, especially in the first half. They gave Liverpool a bit of a run around, and nobody, you know, how many teams have done that in the last 3 months? I thought it was a very impressive performance by them, and I'm backing them at over 2-1. I think they're good things, actually.
21-10 for Swansea. Confident selection from Derek. It's going to be a test for Gary Monk and his management team to keep this team, Lee, motivated, because they've not got much to play for with 10 matches left. It's inconceivable that they grab 6th or 7th, really. 10 points off Spurs and Southampton in those two positions.
Yeah, I think there's a few teams like that now, aren't there?
Yeah.
You could have said that against Liverpool, though, and they murdered them in the first half.
Yeah. I think the way they play football, though, is slightly different. You know, they, without wanting to sound too much like a cliche, they always, when I watch Swansea, they're a nice team, and they always seem to play with a bit of a smile on the face, if that's not, that is a massive cliche. But, you know, they seem to just, they're not, I don't know, like Stoke, when you watch Stoke, they look a bit dogged. They look like it's a bit of an effort for them to get going sometimes. But with Swansea, they always just knock the ball about. It looks quite nice. I don't really know about the outrights here, I'll be honest with you. If there was a webcam on, I'm holding my hands up and saying that Tim Sherwood has obviously had a big impact on this team. The impact they needed. They're not out of the woods yet, by the way. They're only 3 points above the relegation zone. But, you know, the way they're going, you'd expect them to creep over. The three successive wins, one in the FA Cup. So I'm going to leave the outrights alone. I'm just going to play a plain old simple both teams to score here. He's got them scoring, of course. You know, Benteke's in the goals, like Agbonlahor as well, of course. So, I think we'll get goals from Villa. And Swansea have only failed to score 3 times on the road this season. It's even money, both teams to score. So yep. I'll play that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.